Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Twisty Pod. This is a really fun and special episode. I am sitting down with my friend Amanda Wan, who has actually been on the Twisty Pod once before. If you haven't already listened to her first episode, highly recommend, just to get a really good understanding of who Amanda is, what her channel is all about, her podcast, her life, her experience at university, etc. But this is really just more of a fun sit-down conversation between two internet friends, strangers turned friends, and just kind of having a good catch-up, talking all things from pop culture to influencer marketing to the vaccine. Like, it is just a really fun, good conversation, and she is just somebody that I really admire and really respect. And she is so driven and just a really interesting person to, you know, pick her brain. So I hope that you enjoy this as much as I did. Just sit back, relax, just have a fun little conversation between two friends. Let me know what you thought. I'm sorry for the Zoom quality of the video. You're going to notice it very starkly once you see the difference between this right now and the actual podcast, but it's fun, and I promise the audio was much better than it was last week. So thank you so much for watching and listening. Don't forget to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. We're almost to 1,000 subscribers, and comment down below what you thought. Love y'all so much.
Wait, you've got to be kidding me. Let's get this untwisted.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I spilt my cup of coffee on the train when I was editing a video?
No.
It was so bad because, first of all, I was still working, so I would take the train every single day to go to work. And it was like 45 minutes. So I'm like, of course I'm going to edit or something. And I'd whip out my computer and I'd have a closed mug next to me, like not something open like this. But, you know, just one random turn happened to tip the whole entire thing.
Oh my God.
Over my computer. It was horrible. And my manager was thankfully just the kindest gem of a woman. And she essentially let me kind of like sneak off to the Apple store in the middle of the day and figure out if there was something wrong. And the guy basically told me my computer is like, it was a bad version anyways. So I should have just been able to get a free keyboard. But, I never went back because I just get scared. The computer was fine, but maybe up until now, everything would combust.
Wow. Hopefully it's fine when you open it.
Probably not.
I mean, maybe not, but maybe it just went away by itself.
Is this a new tattoo on your arm?
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's new. Got it like a month ago, maybe.
You're kidding. Is it flowers?
Yeah, it's like a flower pot.
Oh my God. You have the cutest, most delicate, like detail oriented tattoos.
Thank you. I try. I like the look of like small, like 100%. One scattered around. I would never get like a sleeve, but
really you could pull it off. I think you would be one of a few
maybe,
people who could.
But I feel like it'd be too much for me.
Do you like the Harry Styles look? Is that kind of what you're referring
like to? Harry Styles, Miley Cyrus, like their type of look.
Yes.
I like that type.
So you think you'll keep getting a bunch more?
Yeah, maybe when I move out.
All right. So yeah, what's like your plan? You want to move out after you're done next year from your parents?
Yeah. So like my ultimate goal is finish school, and I want to do an internship in New York City for fall, like post-grad one.
Heck yes.
So that's like my goal. So if I do get an internship, then like, I'm going to move there for like the 3 months and then come back home and like stay at home for the rest of the year. Right. If I don't get one, then I do plan on moving out. So
dang.
Yeah.
But that's not even that far from you, right?
Like no, it's not. It's like
a few hours.
Yeah. Like by plane, it's like 45 minutes an hour.
Shut up.
Yeah. You're like all the way on the other side of the world.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, country, but yes, North America. Whoa. I didn't realize it's really that close. What about train? Like if you ever just wanted the
train will be longer because they do like stops and because we have to stop at the border. Cause
oh shoot.
They have to check our passports and stuff.
Right.
So I'm like, I'd rather pay like $100 more to take the plane and get there in 45 minutes.
100%. I'm sure the airports are pretty streamlined for borders in between like Montreal and those airports. I feel like there's such common traffic. It wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. do you have Nexus?
No.
I think you should.
I know. I haven't, like, honestly, I would never used to travel a lot. And last year was like the first year that I actually had like 3-4 trips planned, and then totally. Obviously they all got canceled.
Totally.
So yeah, I'm going to look into that when I travel more.
I would be so beyond excited for you if that whole internship thing happens. Well, we're just going to say it will happen. We'll put everything into the realistic tense. So what would you want to get an internship in?
I don't like 100% know, either like social media marketing or like public relations.
100%.
I feel like there's a lot of that in New York. So
that'd be so fun. Much. There's like endless amounts of agencies. Mm-hmm. I feel like in big cities, especially New York. So I don't know. I feel like it's very feasible to be able to get over there. I don't
and
know.
The fact that like, I know French too, is like an up like for a lot of places, especially in New York, because they work with so many like fashion things in France.
Yes.
So I'm like, let me use that to my advantage too.
I always forget how insanely cool you are, because not only, I mean, just yourself in general, but also just the fact that you know French. Maybe I already told you this once, but that's exactly what my sister did. She worked for a company based out of Boston, but it was like the exact same scenario where she talked with a lot of clients in Montreal or wherever. And I remember she would just be sitting on the phone and they would be like going off in French, and it sounded like a, you know, completely different language, obviously, but she understood it. And I'm sure you would, of course, would too.
Yeah. I mean, I've lost like some of my French over the past time, because like, I don't know how to write French properly anymore, because I haven't done it in like 4 or 5 years, and it's really complicated.
Is it?
Yeah.
Grammar and
like,
things?
Like, yeah. Ugh. Like 10 times worse than English grammar and stuff. So don't really want to do that anymore.
I've also heard English grammar is the worst to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I didn't have a good time learning it, of course, as a native speaker, but still, like, I guess if you're trying to learn as a new language, I've heard it's horrible.
Yeah, 100%. Like, no.
Ugh. Okay, so you already recorded another podcast today. Am I totally interrupting your day? Are you like hoarse?
No.
Tired of talking?
No, I'm good. Literally after this, I was like, I'm taking a nap.
I'm sorry.
No, because I have like my friend's birthday tonight. Like we're just going to like for food and stuff. And then I work at 8 in the morning tomorrow.
Yikes.
So I was like, I'm taking a nap. Like,
do it
between that, the Treat two yourself. Things.
Well, yeah. Tell me about your new podcast. It's called The Zillennial Podcast.
Zillennial Girl Talk. Yeah.
Zillennial Girl Talk.
Yeah. So podcast. It's with my friend. She wanted to start a pop culture podcast, and I'm love pop culture. I love everything.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool, because my other podcast is mainly like business and like lifestyle and stuff. So like, I 100%. Didn't really see it fit in. And then my friend was like, oh yeah, like I want to start a podcast, but I don't want to do it alone. And then I was like, I'll do it. And then it started.
Oh my God. That's so nice of you. Like your friend from Montreal.
No, I haven't met her in person. We met through like a podcasting group.
Okay.
Like, do you know Gals on the Go? Obviously, you know Gals on the Go.
Yes.
Like Brooke Mitchell and Danielle Carolyn. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't listen to it much anymore, but I used to, and they had like a Facebook group. Cute. And we ended up meeting through there. And then
Wait, that's so much fun. I feel like you and I always talk about this, but like the fact that we have internet friends, when we were never supposed to have internet friends growing up.
I know, and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to New York in October, maybe. And like, I'm supposed to meet Jen. You know who Jen is. I saw her in your last video.
Yes.
I'm supposed to meet up with her. And I'm like, it's so weird, because like growing up, you're always told like to not talk to these people you don't know. Don't meet people off the internet. Don't go hang out with them.
100%.
And that's all I've been doing. So.
Hey, but you know what? I don't know. At a certain point, I think like we've talked enough that I know if we hung out, like you wouldn't stab me in my closet or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Like that's why like, I'm always like, I've talked to like most people I've met, like I've like Zoomed with them or FaceTime with them, so like I know they're not going to kill me.
Yeah, exactly.
But hopefully
I feel like if I ever have the opportunity when you're interning in New York City, I'll come fly out and I'll see you.
Sounds like a plan.
Because somehow that might be easier than coming to Montreal. I don't think it would be, but
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how far each, like, I don't know. Let me look.
I think it's like 5.5-6 hour flight, but I'm using the international as an excuse. Mm-hmm. But either way, I'd get there and I'd come see you, because there's nothing there's not that much fun things to do here. I'd rather come out to see you.
Yeah, I've never been to Seattle.
It's fun. Don't get me wrong. I feel like you would like it because you're a foodie and there's mm-hmm. There's so much good food here. But I feel like after a while, you're kind of like, well, you know, I've had a lot of food. I've had a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. I've been out on the water. Now what?
Yeah, no, that's how I feel about Montreal though. Cause I'm like, I've lived here my whole life.
Right.
There's nothing fun to do. But then when people come visit, they're like, oh my God, so many things to do. But then I'm like, I already did them all. So it's right. Yeah.
But then if you're a good friend, you like take them on as a tour guide, you know, and you're like, mm-hmm. yeah, well, these are like the three things that we can do.
Exactly.
That everybody wants to do when they come to Montreal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that makes sense. So wait, I want to know a teeny bit more about the podcast because I totally derailed you. What else have you been talking about, or what are like your favorite things to dissect with pop culture? Because I love pop culture too. So I had no idea you were totally like deep dived into that world.
Oh my God, yeah, I watch like every reality TV show, except I haven't watched Love Island.
I knew you were going to say that.
I haven't. I watched like a bit of one season. I don't even know if it was like the UK or Australia. I don't know which one it was,
right.
But I watched some of them.
Do you remember what you were watching?
No, but I stopped watching it because I got ruined because I was behind. And then I went on Twitter and like someone already said like who the people were at the end. And I was like, hey, well, now I don't want to watch it anymore because I already know.
I have to avoid so much social media when it comes to Love Island. And it's annoying because I love following their, like their Instagram accounts. They're always full of content and it's really premium and it's fun, but you're so right. They spoil things. I'm not really on Twitter, but I know that they are really active on like engaging with the audience from tweets. Like that's a huge part of the show. And from what I'm watching on Hulu, I think at least for the UK, immediately 2 weeks behind based on how they're releasing episodes. So it's really hard. So I understand where you're coming from.
But yeah, like we talk about like reality TV shows. We talk about like recently we're talking about like scandals that happen in like the internet or like things that.
Shoot.
TikTok drama, like things like that. I don't know. It's fun. But like, yeah, I love reality TV.
What else do you watch reality TV wise?
So obviously I watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
Wait, tell me all about your thoughts on this season.
I mean, I think like the people that are left are like actually normal, decent guys for once.
Sure.
But I could obviously be wrong. I mean,
we're always wrong, like 3 months later.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I like it. Like, I like Katie.
Right.
I just feel like I hate like men sometimes. Some of them are like trash. And some of them like. Like, how much did you watch of it?
I'm caught up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So like the ones that are like that one guy that was like, oh, like I thought about being the bachelor by coming on here, blah, blah, blah. Like I hate people like that. Like, why would you say that out loud? Even if you thought it, why would you say it out loud? Like some people I don't understand.
Well, here's the thing. Everybody, at least at this point in the game, has an understanding that they're not going to walk out of there without some sort of online presence. Whether or not you want to be the bachelor is at least really bad intentions because that means that you're not there for Katie. Or it's not fully committed, I suppose. But you're right. Yeah. Total tool.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like it.
But you said that you like her.
Yeah. I like her. Like, I think she has like a nice personality and she's very like straightforward.
Totally.
Which, like, is good because a lot of them like beat around the bush and stuff sometimes. But yeah, I like how she's very straightforward and gets to the point. If she doesn't see anything with you, like you're gone.
Totally. I hadn't been excited about her season because I didn't feel like we got to really know her in Matt James's season. So I wasn't that interested, but I feel like since the first episode to where we are now, she has 100% opened up. And at first it felt like she was really awkward, like kind of just didn't really know how to, I don't know, be a bachelorette, but I guess who does?
Yeah.
So she's totally coming to her own, which is neat to watch. But yeah, I think you were mentioning the top four boys and I like most of them and I really have a bone to pick with Greg.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Greg?
Like, I feel like he's like there sometimes and he's not there sometimes, but I read that apparently he's a professional actor. So now I need to know if that's true or not.
I don't know what to think because the first episode I was googly eyes, like just like every other girl. Like he's a cutie. He's kind of shy. He seems like he had good morals, but was he acting?
Yeah, that's why now it's like, I don't know. And I don't think Michael A like stays.
Which one's Michael A?
The one that has a kid and then his wife passed away.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You don't think that he's going to keep going on? You
think I don't even think like, I don't even think he lets his kid meet her. That's like where I'm going.
Oh.
Because I don't think he wants, I don't know. Like that's where my brain goes. So I don't know if that's what happens.
I was thinking, what if, at least this was what I was predicting. I wonder if they'll meet, but they won't meet on camera. Like if he doesn't want to exploit his kid.
Maybe. Because yeah, like his kid's like what? Like 3, 4 years old? Like
super young. Super, yeah. Super young. I mean, every time he talks about his story, I start crying. Like
I know. It's like, it's so sad. And like at first, when he first brought it up and he was like, my wife, I'm like, what is he talking about? Like, why is he saying he has a wife?
Yes, that's what Keith said. He's like, did that guy just say wife? Like,
yeah.
Excuse me? Are you on the right show?
And I was so confused. And then he was like, she passed away. And I was like, oh my God, now I feel bad. Because I was like, I was watching my mom and I was like, why does he have a wife? Like, I was freaking out. And exactly. then I felt bad after.
But it's also such a respectful thing of him to still speak of her in that way. You know, like as if she's still around or still such a present in his life. Mm-hmm. Because for his kid, like he has to keep her memory alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
Oh, that is so sad. So what, we have 2 more weeks left? Oh no, wait, 3.
Yeah. Cause next week is like hometowns. And then the week after is like, they meet her family and then it's the end.
Okay. So who's your prediction? If you want to give it now.
For some reason, I feel like she's going to end up with Blake.
Yeah. I kind of am thinking that too.
Yeah. A little Canadian dude.
You know, I can hear it in some words that he says. I don't hear it as much from you, ironically.
Yeah.
But I don't know, maybe because he's, I don't know what area he's from, but I
don't know.
I hear
it's somewhere in Ontario. I don't really know where. It's like a really small place there.
Oh.
So maybe that's why. Maybe they have a little way that they speak.
Yeah. He does like some wilderness managing job or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
that's so cute.
He plays with animals all day.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you're right. I think there's like some
like there's something there between them,
right?
And for him to be come in like so late and still be there, I feel like,
exactly. And they have a good chemistry.
The Justin guy, I don't know. I thought Andrew was gonna stay over him.
Me too,
but that's not what happened.
Watching Andrew, that was one of the first episodes I actually felt like I enjoyed, because this whole season I've been like, eh, it's fine. Like I'm kind of watching to watch, but I felt really bad for him, but he made the perfect decision
to leave. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if she was wanting to invite him back after she already told him to go, but that he wants a woman.
Yeah. My mom was like, what? Like he's going to stay another week and then leave again. Like,
exactly. Or I mean, just, you never want somebody that's going to pick you as a fifth option.
Yeah,
essentially. Exactly. Like that was just so horrible.
Do you watch Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't think I've ever watched a full season. I've seen snippets, but I'm kind of wanting to around.
I like it better for some reason, because there's like so many like relationships to like involve yourself in as like
100%.
That's and, like the more drama. It's funny. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
More drama, more interesting. And I think at a certain point with The Bachelor, Bachelorette, like it starts to get really cheesy. And I don't know if I love that as much, but with BIP or whatever they call it, it's a little bit more lighthearted. It's a little bit more fun. And it's so many storylines. You're constantly entertained.
Yes. No, I agree.
You're going to have to dive into Love Island on my behalf.
Okay, I will. Right, I will. I'll start it.
What show should I dive into for you? Because what else do you watch reality wise? Or just
Did you watch Bling Empire?
Yes.
Okay. Did you watch Selling Sunset?
No.
Okay. You need to watch that one. If I love real estate. I love looking at houses that I can't afford. So exactly. watching that was like so fun, because like you get to see like all these like really freaking expensive houses, but it's so cool to like see the whole like behind the scenes process too. So I really like that.
I 1000% just missed my boat with that. Like it was a moment in pop culture, and I must have been on the other side like doing something else, and I didn't pay attention.
Well, they're having more seasons, so
okay, there you go. That's a good
incentive. You can start it, and then you'll have more seasons to catch up on. And there's actually supposed to be a crossover between Bling Empire and Selling Sunsets.
What?
Yeah, I think like they're supposed to sell like some of them houses because they have so much money, right? So I think there's supposed to be a crossover.
I loved the wealth in Bling Empire. It was addictive.
Me too. I was like, this is not, I'm like, maybe I should just move to LA and become friends with them because like I'm also Asian, but I don't have the money like them, but I can fit in somehow.
They'll adopt you in or something.
Exactly. And then your they'll friend. Give me free stuff. Yeah.
You never know. I wish. Well, that's what they did with one of the guys, right?
Was yeah, it
one
exactly. of them not now rich? He has money.
Exactly. So, Amanda Wan, next up.
Yeah, when I go to LA, I'll find them.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, what part of LA are you guys hanging out in? Because
probably the fucking rich ass parts. I don't know where Beverly Hills or probably. Like higher, like in the hills. You just stand in the hills and you'll find them.
Probably. I know sometimes you think about how much wealth is just in that county alone or just in that city, like just that little like few mile radius, like holy guacamole. There's so much money. Yeah. There's so many celebrities. There's so many people, but I don't think I could ever live there.
I mean, have you visited?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I grew up only 45 minutes away. So I used to go fairly often, I'd say. I mean, it's probably like you going to Toronto.
Yeah. Like I prefer to visit LA. I don't think I'd be able to live there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people completely change once they move there. And I guess just the culture that you're surrounded around, but I don't think I'd be able to live there like full time.
No, I think you probably lose like a little sense of reality if you're not finding ways to ground yourself.
Yeah.
Because everybody around you, even if they're not on Instagram, they're not on social media, that they're wanting to be an actor. They're wanting to be in Hollywood. Like you think of how much cross pollination there is like just in the city alone,
and it's very competitive there. I find
100%. And I think something that always bothered me even when I was visiting was how spread out everything is, but because the city is so crowded, it takes you forever to get someplace that should take you 10 minutes, but it's only a few miles down the road. But the city is just
so far overpopulated too crowded.
Exactly. So it's very overwhelming. And I feel like there's so much that other parts of California could offer if you're interested in living there that you don't have to be in LA County, you know?
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. So I don't think that's going to be on my bucket list, but.
Yeah, me either. Soon. I'd rather visit like, you know, like 2 months at a time, like go for 2 months and like, hang out with friends and like do whatever I need to do and then go back somewhere else.
Right. Well, I even see you as if you're going to be in the US, I see you as an East Coast girl to begin with.
Me too.
Yeah. You like, think it too.
Yeah. Like I also don't think I'd be able to live in New York. Like, first of all, the way that I like apartments, I need space, and New York apartments are the smallest thing I've ever seen in my life. And some of them look so dirty and gross and they're so expensive.
Yes.
So like New York's another place I would love to go for like a month and then come back somewhere else. Like, that's, I don't know.
Perfect. I've always seen like lots of conversations online, you know, that kind of, I have multiple dogs in my house. If they start.
Okay. Barking, I was like, I heard it. I heard something.
I think that might've, I don't know. I can't tell their barks apart, but I think my boyfriend just left. So hopefully nobody's yapping. What was I going to say? Oh, you know how like on TikTok and whatnot, it will be like a day in my life living in New York City. And they're like, first I woke up and I had matcha and then I did my yoga, and it's very glamorized. I always am also on the other side of TikTok that will show people kind of jokingly critiquing that, like, where are the rats? Like, where are the sweaty subway rides? Like, where's the real part of New York City that's not?
And there's only some people that show that, like,
totally. I mean, I lived in New York for one single summer, and I think that was the perfect amount of time to be there, because if I would have stayed longer, I probably would have started to resent things or started to not like it as much. Granted, summer was disgustingly hot and it wasn't a fun time to be there, but I think at a certain point, it's just, it's a lot. Like even my sister and I, cause I was with her, we would have a whole ordeal just to go to Target, and then we'd have to take home our bags.
Yeah.
If we didn't take the subway, we were walking home blocks and blocks and blocks with heavy bags that you can't buy that much because you can't carry it. Or
exactly. If you and having a car in New York is like not the move.
No, it's not the move. It's not smart. Paying for parking is ridiculous. No, there's no, like, let's say you wanted to go get dinner there. You're not going to find a parking spot, at least not close by or for cheap. Like you're exactly right. So yeah, you take the metro or the subway, but mm-hmm. then it's dirty. And then there's those horrible rodents that I really hate talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they're around.
Yeah. Honestly, the last time I went, I was like, the first like three times I went, I didn't really see like rats or stuff like that.
Good.
And then the last time I went, I was like, what the fuck? Like one of them was so close to my feet. I was like, no, I thought I was going to like die.
I am so with you, Amanda. They are the absolute, I'm sorry.
And they're big. They're yes, big.
Exactly. They're if there are rat lovers in the world, like I respect you because that is a lot of courage to have, but I'm just mm-hmm. not one of them. They are huge. They are fearless. They do not mind coming close to you because they want food or they want, mm-hmm. especially in the summer, they would come up from the subway tracks because that's where most of them live. Mm-hmm. And they'd crawl onto the platform because it would be too hot further down in the earth.
Yeah.
So, you know, heat rises, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God. Yeah, they are nasty, but don't get me wrong. I think New York is one of the most beautiful, most magical places ever, but it probably gives you like a mixed perception of what you're going to actually live with if you're mm-hmm. only seeing these glamorized.
Yeah, exactly. Matcha latte unless like you days. Have like, you know, Danielle Carolyn.
I do not. Tell me about
no?
her.
Okay. No. So she's the second person for Gals on the Go with okay. Brooke Michio.
Okay.
She had a really big scandal last year, like racist stuff and all these things popping up.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Not good.
But no. But she's very big on YouTube. She has 500K. Well, very big. But like, you know what I mean? Like yeah, she's no, that's known decent, on YouTube. And, yeah. I mean, for yeah, sure. It's a lot.
Heck yeah.
And
isn't that weird that we're like, yeah, 500K is like kind of small. Like, yeah, no, there's a lot yeah. of people.
I know.
Like, no, that is a lot.
Yeah, like she's moving to New York. But of course, like, she also is well off, like without YouTube, like her family is well off.
Sure.
So the apartments she's looking at are like ridiculous. Not the normal. Yeah. Like the floor is marble, the countertops Stop are it. Marble. And I'm like, this Stop is not, it. This is not like New York, New York. And like, this is like wherever the rich people in New York live. And I'm sure right. it's like $5,000 a month. It's like crazy. And I'm like, oh, I'm living through like looking at her stories of her like apartment hunting, but I'm like,
yeah,
either way, like I would never be able to afford that if I moved to New York. So
well, and that's like a dagger to the heart, you know, mm-hmm. because that's what you're envisioning. You're like, that's the city life that I want to yeah. live, blah blah blah. But would you ever live in Brooklyn or Queens or anything, the Bronx?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think maybe if when I get the internship there,
right,
when living there it. For like 3 months, mm-hmm. I'll know like for a fact if I would ever move there or not.
It would be really neat if, I mean, I don't think this is a thing, but I wish companies would help with housing.
Mm-hmm. You know? There are some if you have to relocate, like let's say you live in, I don't know, Toronto and a company wants to hire you, but they want you to move somewhere.
Right.
Sometimes they'll help like, oh, they'll pay your rent for 6 months and then you have to like obviously figure it out after.
Sure. But moving costs, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Like some people do that, but that's about it.
It would
I mean, if someone paid 6 months for my rent, like I'd be
oh,
down.
Heck yes. Are you kidding? That would be amazing. You're like, that's perfect. That's the amount of time that I want to be here. Yeah. That's so helpful. I mean, I don't know what your like process is, but what are you thinking for how you're going to go about looking for jobs? Just, you know, if somebody was curious about trying to do the same thing, like what is your thought process or strategy?
Yeah, so basically what I'm doing right now is I've been on LinkedIn a lot and I looked at which companies in New York were hiring interns for this upcoming fall.
Okay.
And I wrote down all of like their like the company names, emails and stuff, and then come September, October, I'm going to like send out emails to them talking like this my friend did because she got an intern, she lives in Montreal, and she got an internship in LA. So she told me basically cool. what she did.
Perfect.
And because we live in Canada, we have to get our visa sponsored. So,
okay. What does that mean?
So I need to get like a internship visa to be able to work and make money in the States as a Canadian.
Okay.
So
basically just doing something legally.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you have to reach out to companies beforehand. So I'm going to reach out to them, email them, let them know who I am, like what I'm studying in school, blah, 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 like what my goal is.
Right.
And then you have to basically ask if they are hiring for internships for whatever year. So I think mine's going to be 2023, which is wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah. And then 2023 or 2020. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe 2022.
Well, it would be right after you graduate, right? Or would you wait?
Yeah, it would be right after I graduate, actually. So 2022. Oh my gosh.
That's so soon.
Yeah. And then you basically say like that you're from Canada and that you're looking to have an internship in New York City, and you have to basically ask them if they sponsor visas and if they're willing to hire someone from Canada, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, you should do it like a year early. Jeez. And basically if they want you, you would do like interviews with them and then they'd give you the internship spot. So that's what I'm doing right now.
So you have to figure out which companies would even accept Canadians.
Mm-hmm. Cause not all of them do, or like it's mostly bigger companies cause they have like the money to be able to.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You should look into doing like PR for big companies. I feel like you probably already went down that path. I was saying
yeah.
It, like, revolutionary.
Yeah, that's like that. That's my goal. I have like a list of 15 companies already, and I'm literally gonna email them all because, you know. I don't care.
Totally. I always see people suggesting, you know, like to go on LinkedIn and to find certain people from the companies,
mm-hmm.
you know, that might fit into your category to reach out to. I don't know. Yeah. I remember in school, we used to have to, because I was a PR major, and mm-hmm. I had a class once where we had to, just out of like pure research or fun, I guess, we would reach out to different people from different companies and essentially just ask if we could talk with them on the phone, like not even mm-hmm. inquire about jobs, just say, hey, like, what is your life like doing this job? What is the daily requirements for this type of PR work? Like, do you enjoy mm-hmm. it? Would you suggest it? What tips do you have for me? And at first I felt so beyond uncomfortable because, mm-hmm. you know, like you feel awkward and nervous.
Yeah.
And it's just stressful to reach out to strangers. You feel like mm-hmm. you're taking away from their time. But I mean, if somebody reached out to me now, like, and asked me those sorts of questions, of course I would help. So
mm-hmm.
maybe it's like not that scary of an idea, but yeah. I don't know if that would be something you'd ever want to do. It wasn't that bad in retrospect, but it did feel strange in the moment.
Yeah. Like I try to like reach out to people, but sometimes I'm like, what if they think I'm annoying? When like realistically, there's probably like 1% of people that will ever think you're annoying, but like, it's always like something on the back of my mind.
Totally.
Like, always.
Well, and exactly. I had somebody that I reached out to that I ended up being a colleague of because I ended up working for their company. And I remember asking him, like, why did you take my call? Like, why did you accept so mm-hmm. easily? Because some people said no to me. And I mean, I respect it. I get it. But he said, somebody once did the same thing for me when I was your age. So I wanted to pay it forward. So
that's nice.
Yeah. There are good people mm-hmm. in the world, you know? So
yeah,
we should have more faith.
Yeah, we should. We should.
Oh, I'm so excited for you. So you have one more year's worth of school then?
Yeah.
Are you nervous? Are you excited?
I'm like excited because I'm like, I don't like school. I like the, like, I like learning. Like, I just don't like doing the assignments and stuff like that, which I don't know. Not a lot of people do. So no,
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, not I'm fun. Excited to be done. Exactly. Right. I'm excited to be done. But I'm also like, I've been in school like my whole life, basically, or like the whole time I can remember my life.
Yes. Yes.
So like being out of school, it's going to be like so weird. Like, it's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the, I think, I don't know if there's a term for it, but it felt like, you know, how there's like a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I had a post-grad crisis.
Oh, I think I'm going like through like a half midlife crisis right now anyway.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I mean, we're not even like that far away from 25, you know? So I guess mm-hmm. that's like, maybe.
Are we the same
I mean.
Age? No, you're older than me, I think.
I think I'm a year older. I'm 24.
Okay, I'm 23. Yeah.
Okay. I know I'm old for my grade. So I'm not that like far away from college, I guess, if that mm-hmm. makes sense. But now, you know, like on the internet, I feel like I'm 90. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, because especially like TikTok, for example, it's full of like 12, 13-year-olds. And I'm like,
yes.
Oh my God. Like, I'm old. Like, I'm old.
Right. And you think about yourself as 12 and 13.
Oh my God.
You did not look like that.
No, I did not look like that. No.
I think obviously a lot of that has to do with social media because when we were young, we watched Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, mm-hmm. we read magazines, and it would be like this horrible outfit that we'd see Ashley Tisdale in. And we're like,
yes. And you're like, I want
this. So cute.
Did you guys have J14 in the States?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was my thing. Like whenever
Love
I'd go to the
J14.
store, I would be like, oh, let me go look at the magazines and like buy one. And then I would do the quizzes at the end that says
Of
like
course.
who you're supposed to end up with or like what your job is. Oh my God, yeah. What a time.
Was J14 the one that had a whole bunch of quizzes in it? Like that was the quiz
Yeah.
magazine.
Yes.
I loved that one, and I was a big poster girl, which, wait, that sounds really weird. I love posters. I loved Pop Sugar for posters.
Okay,
Did you have that
yes, we
one?
had that too.
That was a
Well, and
good
I would get
one.
the posters of like Zac Efron and stuff. Oh
Yes.
my God, what a
Yes.
time. I feel
I
so
was
old.
right. I think Jonas Brothers were the ones I had the most posters of,
Yes.
but Miley was my entire room. Like if I were to show anybody what my room used to look like, I'd be like, put away. Like they'd say, this is not okay.
See, that's me with Justin Bieber, like
Yes.
everywhere. I even like my whole door, like I cut out like small pictures of him and made my whole door like just pictures of him.
I did the
So
same
I
thing
was
with
like,
Miley.
oh my God.
Literally.
And
So
I'm like, this is so
yes.
embarrassing.
Justin was your boy. You're very fortunate, I think, as a believer that he's come back around. You know, he had his moment of childhood fame rebellion.
But like, also, I'm just like, you know what? Like, even Miley Cyrus had that. But at the end of the day, like,
100%.
now that I think about it, when I was a teenager, I had like my own rebellion thing, but it wasn't broadcasted to the world. So I feel like they were just going
Exactly.
through their like teenage, you know, I'm a rebel, I'm gonna do what I want type of phase, but they were doing it in front of the whole world.
I keep saying 1000%, so I was trying to think of a different word to say. Yes, totally. I always think about that with Miley because when we loved Miley when we were really young, we loved her because she was Hannah Montana. But that was never her. We were falling in love with somebody or something that wasn't her. But I think because she was Miley Stewart, you know, like there was hard way to distinguish between the two, like a character versus Miley. But Miley, all of her life, like wanted short hair. She wanted to be more of a like literal rock star. And she was just never a Disney Channel mold, but that's what was bringing home money, you know? I mean, it's a
And I feel
job.
like, yeah, and for Disney Channel, a lot of like the people that came from there, like, I feel like I was reading something, I don't know where it's from, but the only way to get out of Disney Channel is to have like
A
a,
scandal?
yeah, exactly.
Like to break your contract, essentially. I thought I remember reading like she tried to break her contract during season three or season four of Hannah Montana. Like she wanted out that badly, which I get. I mean, it probably was a very toxic environment to be in. I couldn't even imagine, although I wanted that job more than anything, you
Yeah,
know?
me
Like
too. But now I'm just like, yeah, like I don't know. Even like Demi,
right.
like they were, oh, I don't remember where it was, but they were speaking about the fact that like one of, did you watch their documentary?
Super
So
good.
yeah, like they were talking about the fact that like they literally got like sexually assaulted
Right on
on
set.
Camp Rock. And no one did anything about it. So I'm like, I can't imagine like Disney seemed so like, I don't, what's the word? Like innocent.
Cookie cutter, totally.
And now it's like when you hear all these stories from all these people like Miley, Demi, like I don't even know the other people's names from Disney
No,
Channel, like
yeah.
Allison, do you know
Allison
Allison Stone?
Stoner.
Just
She's come
like
out very predominantly in a very powerful way. I have not watched Allison's video documentary,
Me either.
but she has a good one out too.
But like it's just like wild that like we just have it pictured in this like certain way and it's like the total opposite.
Yep. And Demi was, I don't know if I want to say this incorrectly, but I thought they might have been underage when that happened.
I think they were like 15, 16, but I could be wrong.
That
But
is
I don't know their age now.
horrible,
But
horrible. And of course, what Disney probably just, you know, brushed
brush
it
it
under the
under,
rug. Exactly. Like didn't want a scandal, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's horrible. And you can only think what has any other actor gone through that hasn't been bold and bold enough to speak out against them, you know, or still is enduring it right now. I mean, Disney has a pipeline. It's even Olivia Rodrigo, she's started from Disney.
Yeah, it's wild.
I watched Bizard Vark. Did you?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Bizard Vark was the first, I don't want to say this because maybe I'm wrong, but I thought it was like Olivia's first big break.
Mm-hmm.
Parking. I thought it was her first big break, and it was a Disney Channel show that Jake Paul was on. And it essentially was kind of like an iCarly, but Disney okay. Channel version. And it was two best friends, Olivia and I don't know the other actress's name, but two best friends. They had a web show or something, but they kind of all hung out at what was their version of a YouTube studio.
Okay.
They would always congregate there almost like it was, you know, like a clubhouse, like everyone would mm-hmm. just come hang out there. So other creators were there too. And there was like one snobby girl who was a really fantastic singer. And then mm-hmm. there was Jake Paul, who I don't remember what he did. I didn't watch the show that much, but I knew enough about it.
Yeah.
But I even know that was the show that Alicia Marie did a cameo on. Like she was okay. randomly on an episode or something.
That's so weird. Like, I didn't even know, like, I remember, I think Alicia and Remy like spoke about how they were on Disney Channel once. And I was like, I didn't even know right. that.
I don't know if I'm sure maybe they had like a line or two, or maybe they were just mm-hmm. in an episode. I don't know the full story behind mm-hmm. it, but yeah. And then I think Jake Paul got released from the show because he was throwing those parties. Like it was that, yeah. oh that God. Time yeah, when Jake Big Paul. 10, mm-hmm. he was yeah. embarrassing everybody. And Disney's like, yeah, well, you're a liability. We can't have you anymore.
I mean, I can't, I don't. Yeah, Jake Paul and like Disney don't go hand in hand.
No, isn't that weird to think Jake Paul was a Disney Channel star?
Yeah, it's weird. Very weird.
But also that's his demographic, like young kids. Mm-hmm. Those are the people who watch his videos, which is so weird because that's not yeah. his content. But here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. It's weird. Definitely weird.
Okay, so to go back to what you were saying, you have one final year of school. How many more classes do you have? And what are you anticipating for your final year? Are you going to be remote? Are you in person?
So I have two semesters, four and four classes. Okay. So eight in total.
I don't thought really that bad.
Know. No, it's not. But I don't know, like right now. So my classes are like flip-flopping back and forth. So like online, like not online, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you're kidding.
The last I checked, I have two online and two in person.
Okay.
But the thing is, my school basically said, that there has to be like 75% vaccination rate, like double dosed by end of August. And we're at like 40% here. So
no way.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't think it's going to get to that yet. So I don't like really know what's happening.
Sure.
I don't know when I'm going to know what's happening. I mean, I start school in a little over a month.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
So soon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You're like, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. Calm down. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I would be surprised. Does your school let students come back if they're not vaccinated?
I don't know what's happening. And the weird thing is that like we have a lot of exchange students, and the thing is their vaccines are not approved in North America. So I'm like, how does that like work?
Because they have like China, different vaccines.
Yeah. China, Brazil, they're like government made different vaccines.
Okay.
So their vaccines are not like seen as approved in North America yet.
Shoot.
So it's just like, how does that work for them?
Right. Because they're vaccinated, but are they? Question.
Yeah, exactly. And then like they have to come, like basically have to move their whole lives here. And like, what if they don't like see exactly. it as vaccinated and then they moved here? Like, you know, it's
for
just,
what?
It's really complicated. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. How has at least Toronto, Montreal area been mm-hmm. handling the vaccine? Like smoothly?
Yeah, like I already have both of mine. So
beautiful. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
yeah, like, it's a cool thing.
Yeah, like it's been good. Like, I mean, if you want it, you can go get it, but a lot of people aren't going.
Eek.
Yeah.
Why? Explain yourself.
A lot of people are like, oh, like I don't know what's gonna happen to me in like 10 years. I'm like, I don't know.
It's just extremely frustrating because it feels like everything all of a sudden turned very political for mm-hmm. something that shouldn't be.
Yeah.
It just should be, let's get our lives back to.
Yeah. Like I want to do things please. Again.
Please.
I was like, the number one motivator, the number two motivators for me to get it was one, I want to travel again.
Right.
And two, to keep like the people around me safe. Like,
right. Don't you guys have, is it called AstraZeneca?
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. That's what my parents got. I got, like, everyone tells me I got a cocktail because I got Pfizer and Moderna. So I got one of each.
Wait, what? You could do that?
Yeah. So we can, you can do that. So everyone's like, oh my God, Amanda, you're a cocktail. And I'm like, okay, let's calm down.
Wait, that's really funny. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, because they're both, I don't know what the word is, mRNA.
Correct. Vaccines.
So because they're the same type, they're able to be mixed. So at one point, the states took all the Pfizer ones. So Canada was left with just Moderna.
So you're like, well, I have to get my second dose.
So they were like, you can either wait longer or you can get this one. And they're like, it's the same thing. So like, it's not going to kill you to do that. Gosh. And like the nurses were like, it's fine. So I did that and I'm still alive.
Hey, look at you go.
So dang, yeah, that's so I just wanted to get everything like done as soon as possible. And
heck yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I remember when our vaccines were in high demand here and now they're basically like incentivizing people to come get them. Like,
well, they're doing a lottery here. You can win like $1 million and I'm like, sign me up. Like,
shut the front door.
Yeah. So I applied, in the lottery because I'm like, I need the money.
Well, hell yeah. You're like, of course, give me this little cocktail with a little side of money. Yeah, they do like weird things here too. I remember I was walking like down the street or something and I saw this, it was like a contest. It was like, come on over, like you can get free pizza and like a possibly a trip on Alaska Airlines. I'm like, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I get all this.
Even Krispy Kreme was giving donuts away and like people were like, oh my God, my dad only went because he was gonna get a free donut. I was like, oh my God.
Nice. Classic. Classic.
But yeah.
Okay, so what kind of advice do you think that you'd give to somebody who's starting off at university? Maybe if they're like trying to make their transition, because I feel like you talk about that a lot on your channel, but if you had just like a few like concise points that you'd love to share.
I would say like, first of all, there's so many classes you can take. Right. Like take the ones that interest you the most, because there's some that I took that like I just took because I was like, oh, it sounds easy, but it was the most boring thing I've ever taken in my life. So yeah, like
easy is not fun.
Yeah. Take classes that like interest you. Like I have next semester, I have like such fun classes. Like one of them I have is like documentary film. Another one I have is like
stop.
Yeah. One of them is like indigenous people in communications. Like they all are like interesting. Yeah. So I'm excited for that. So I would say take classes that you think are fun, because at the end of the day, like even if they could be a little bit more work, whatever, like you'll enjoy it more than doing something that literally bores you.
Yep.
Another thing is, I mean, everyone says that they make their bestest friends in university, but I made like one friend and like, that's about it. But also I'm just like, maybe it's because it was online for like two of my years. You don't make friends on Zoom. Like I'm not going to message a random person in my class, be like, hey, like, let's be friends. Like,
yeah, like want to hang out.
Yeah. Like it's weird.
Totally.
So I'd say like, if you're in person, to like make the best of it, because you never know.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
And yeah, I don't know. Just have fun. I feel like that's really bad advice, but I mean like have fun, because after this, like that's when adulthood hits and I don't know if that's fun yet.
Yeah. And we don't know what happens there. Yeah. I'm in it and I'm like, I don't even know what happens. That is the weird part about post-grad. It's almost like you're constantly waiting for something. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, when you're a student, you're like, okay, this is my time off. And then I'm going to start again in August or September. And then, you know, you have this amount of time till winter break, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. That's how adulthood feels, but there's no end. Mm-hmm. You're like planning your next vacation. Like,
yeah. Cause you're like self-employed too. So it's like,
totally.
You don't have like certain times off or things like that. Like you can take a week off if you want to.
Right.
So it's like just weird because like no one's in charge of anything. It's like just you. So that's you have really to like figure everything out.
Well, and that way, I mean, it's such a privilege. Mm-hmm. I always remind myself that like if I'm feeling very unmotivated or if I'm just like having a bad day, like I think, remember how like unhappy I was beforehand. Like when I was, you know, having to just answer to a company that I just wasn't happy with anymore. But at the same time, I also have to constantly be my own motivator. And even if I don't have motivation, it's like anything, you know, if you can't rely on motivation, you have to just stay disciplined, because there are certain days when I just want to roll back into bed and I want to do nothing. And that's okay sometimes, but you have to find your own ways to stay disciplined. Like even with you and YouTube too, like we could stop uploading. Like tomorrow we could be like, oh, that's it. I did my last video and we're done. But if it's something you love and it's something you're passionate about, you still have to be driven And
yeah. Do you have a manager? Rent.
I do have a manager.
Okay.
But more like a, I suppose I talk to him a lot about like decisions I have to make or mm-hmm. things I'm nervous about and stuff. But for the most part, he's mainly just helping me with sponsorships and things. Okay. I hated that because I felt like I was always really bad about standing up for myself.
Me too. And I was talking to my friend who owns an agency in Montreal, and like she works with influencers and stuff. And I was I never know how to to charge companies and stuff. I'm like, yeah. I'm so lost with that. No one talks about it. Like,
yeah,
I'm always like, I only have this much. So like, I shouldn't charge a lot. And then I told her how much I was charging. She's like, Amanda. I was like, what? She's like, people at your like number count charge like twice what you're charging right now. And I was like, that's nice to know. Yep. So I feel like it's like, yeah, like I hate it because hurts. I'm always, yeah. And like when companies reach out to me, I'm always like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to negotiate. Like, I don't know how to do any of that stuff. Like, it's not something that I'm comfortable. Like, it makes me uncomfortable sometimes.
It's very
like,
uncomfortable.
Asking for money. And my friend also was like, if a company, like if you say a rate and they come back like right away with, yeah, okay, that's good. She's like, you like that shot too like, low.
Yep.
Yeah. Cause yep. she's like, if you're shooting high, they'll like bring it down. But if right. they say yes right away, it's like they had a bigger number in mind and you already put it low enough. So they were like, okay, let's do it.
Yep.
So
I feel like for the longest time, I was always communicating with, I don't know what their title would be, but like the companies that are kind of like the, B2C. I don't know that I never took business classes. So I don't even know the proper terminology, but they would be the ones that would say like, okay, let's say this would never happen, but let's say Google wanted to work with me. Google would talk to company A, and then company A would talk to Taylor, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. Like an agency in the middle.
Correct. Okay. So yes, I suppose an agency would just be the right thing to say. Yeah. Duh. So I talked with lots of agencies. I felt like for the longest time, and it would be very flattering because they'd come back with offers again, you know, like from different mm-hmm. companies, like, oh, hey, like we really liked your work with company A, like, mm-hmm. would you like to work with company B or whatever? Yeah. But I felt like, I think after a while, they wouldn't change what they would offer, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, let's just say in between each sponsorship, I had gained like 10,000 subscribers or something. Yeah. Then things need to be fluctuated or things need mm-hmm. to be more reflective of your engagement, your followers, et cetera. And, but it's also like, you don't want to be sitting there greedy or ungrateful yeah. or I don't know. But then you also are like, well, I have a reputation and I'm not just going to say yes to everything that's presented to me because mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you stand behind it and you feel authentic and proud of what you're representing. And it's not just like an advertisement channel, you know?
Yeah.
But then you're like, but I'm also a business, but I should stand up for myself.
It's mm-hmm. like, and like, also like it takes time to like do whatever. Like, yeah. Like if yes. I do like a lot more sponsorships on Instagram than on YouTube right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done an Instagram sponsorship.
For real? That's where I make like most of my money.
Do you use like a certain agency mm-hmm. or like a website?
No, they just like reach out to me.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. I really don't know, but I get like more of my like sponsorships on Instagram.
That's awesome.
I don't know where I was going with that though.
What's your process like? You were talking about the, oh my God, they need to shut up.
Oh, you're talking about time.
Yes, exactly. The time.
Yeah. So like it takes so much time to like, if I'm shooting like for, I don't know, like a product or whatever, like
sure.
you have to set it up, you have to take the picture. And it's not like I take one picture and then I'm happy with it. Like that's yeah, not
exactly.
how it works.
Exactly.
It takes so many, and then you have to edit it. And then you have to like make a caption. Like there's so much that goes behind like the scenes. And like, I feel like outside, not outsiders, but like people who don't do like content creation or stuff think like you literally just take a picture and like you post it and then you get paid. Like that's literally yeah, not it.
Of course.
So like when you're like making a rate for yourself, you have to also factor in like how long it'll take you to do like this. Like sometimes I go to coffee shops and like I shoot in there, so I have to factor in that I have to buy myself a coffee, you know, exactly. I probably would have done it anyways, but
your time to get to the coffee shop.
Exactly. And then like
100%
me bringing a friend to come take the picture with me, and then like everything adds on. So like at the end of the day, like some companies will also take advantage, if they know that you don't know a lot about like what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know a lot of people have like done a lot of stuff for free while other people are getting paid for it, which is like, it sucks because you don't know.
It's disgusting.
Companies are not going to be like, oh, like, no, we're going to pay you like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know.
I feel like I always try and constantly think about how this could be fixed, because mm-hmm. I always hear this type of rhetoric from content creators. I mean, even from you and I, like, yes, like we feel like we haven't been represented enough or paid well or whatever, but what is like the right way other than, I suppose, talking about it, but like doing it in a very constructive forum? Like, does there need to be some sort of like glass door website of sorts that's anonymous where people can say, hey, I worked with this company. I have this amount of engagement. I have this amount of followers. This is what I was paid. Does that need to be something that's fully, I don't, available on the internet? Because I mean, I don't have that many people that I would even feel comfortable asking, mm-hmm. hey, what's your rate? So how are you supposed to know?
I don't know. I think you should pitch that idea to company. Maybe that you can get paid for it too. But
maybe.
I think that'd be something that I would look at, because then you can like see like
totally.
People with the same amount of like subscribers or followers than you. Because honestly, the only ways I found out things is by asking like my friends, because I don't know.
Yep.
Like, and everything that my friends have told me is that I'm undercharging for like everything I'm doing. So I'm trying to like reevaluate like how much I charge for certain things and stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think that would be a good idea to have like an anonymous like place that you can see how much like people get like for reels, YouTube videos, Instagram pictures, yeah. like whatever it may be, because no one knows. Like
no one knows.
And there's no right answer at the end of the day. It's like you just have to shoot something and hope for the best.
Right. And even like the difference between platforms. I mean, is YouTube worth more than a TikTok? Is TikTok mm-hmm. worth more? Instagram? I truly have no idea.
Me either.
But that is the golden premise. Because we have no idea, they love that. They mm-hmm. want to soak it up and they want to kindly take advantage of us, I suppose. Yeah. But yeah, what a sour note to kind of wrap this podcast up on.
But honestly, if you're like, if you surround yourself with good people and good friends who also do that, like, I mean, you have more subscribers than me and stuff, but if I had more, then I obviously would help you out and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like
100%.
If you're friends with people who are like very secretive and like don't want to help you, then maybe this is so mean, but maybe you have the wrong friends.
No, it's
like,
true.
You know what I mean? It's like,
there does not need to be any gatekeeping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially with your friends. Like, I understand if you don't want to go on your YouTube channel, but like, hey guys, like I like charge $1,000 for like, you know, like I understand that,
right?
Because like sometimes it's just like not every single person needs to know, but like within your friend group, like if no one wants to like help each other, you have to find new friends. Like that even goes for like not even just like sponsorships, for anything in life. Like if your friends don't want to help you, then
right,
you need new friends.
Yeah. And I think obviously some of that can stem from just pure jealousy, of mm-hmm. course, but I felt like for the longest time, I was like, just in my personal life, I used to be such a, like a comparative person, and I'd mm-hmm. put myself down if I didn't feel like I was good enough in comparison to my friends and whatnot. But I feel like as I've gotten older, even with YouTube, let's say, like there's never like, what's the right way to phrase this? There's always room for more, you know, mm-hmm. like it's not like, let's say, I don't know, you and I both had 1 million followers. It's not like there isn't room for both of us.
Yeah, that's what it's so funny, because like my friend was telling me that like 2 days ago, she was like, just because someone has 100,000 followers now doesn't mean you'll never get there, because if they were able to do it, that means you're able to do it, and like there's space for you.
Exactly. Because
there's space for them.
Right.
So yeah.
It's not like somebody has an account, they're only allowed to subscribe to one mm-hmm. person or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's room for everybody to succeed. I think mm-hmm. that was what I was trying to spit out.
Yeah.
Well, shoot. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me today. I'm sorry I just kind of like picked your brain like crazy, but I just love speaking with you. And we haven't had a chance to talk, quote unquote, face to face, probably since our first podcast.
Yeah. And I don't remember. That feels like so long ago.
Doesn't it? I was thinking about,
I don't even know when it was.
I don't either. And I was trying to remember what we talked about. I think I just like quizzed you the whole time. I was like, so what about this? And what about this?
Maybe. I don't even, like, my memory is so bad. Like, I don't even remember.
Me too. I remember I talked to you a lot. I talked a lot about the Kylie Jenner birthday party because super intrigued. Yes. Oh
my God.
Okay. Well, do you want to leave your socials? Let people know where they can find you.
Sure. Well, you can find me on Instagram at It's Amanda Wan, and you can follow me on YouTube. It's Amanda Wan also. And I mean, if you go on my Instagram, every single like Instagram account I have is like linked there. So you can find all of them there.
Well, you have two podcasts, Behind the Girl Boss podcast. If you want more like business fun, more kind of like content creator chat, would you say?
Yeah.
I actually turned on Behind the Girl Boss podcast the other day when I was feeling really, really stressed. So to anybody out there who just like kind of needs like a deep breather kind of podcast, it's really peaceful. And then also the Zillennial Girl Talk podcast. What's your friend's name that you're doing?
Syriana.
Syriana. Okay, perfect. So there, I think there's also an Instagram account for that, but stream that wherever you stream podcasts. And also wand candles, which are some of my favorite candles ever. I use my lemon peel one all the time. I gifted my friend the chocolate
coffee. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I wanted it so badly for myself, but I gave it to her. So yeah, wand candles. And I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.